The College Baseball Experience Weekend Picks for Friday, April 12th on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times the amount of money you enter in MLB, UFL, NHL, golf, NBA, and much, much more. Sign up today using the promo code TCESGPN to get 100% deposit match. We're also brought to you by AVO. Look, AVO is the premier arbitrage sports betting tool. Use their tool to bet both sides and lock in a profit. Access their platform for free at arbsversodds.com. That's arbsversodds.com. Plus, in honor of Masters Week, the Golf Gambling Podcast guys are giving away a TaylorMade Spider X putter for free. Enter today, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/masters. And remember, as always, folks, to let it ride.
This is Jim Mora, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
All right, let's go. That is a major league poll if you are very young. And if you're very young, you are probably tuning in. Well, if you're watching and you're very young, you probably see that Noah's camera looks like he's on Mars. That's because we sent him to fucking Mars. He is figuring shit out. But he's got winners. He's got winners. YouTube.com/thecollegeexperience. Get on over there. Hit that like. Hit that subscribe because we're throwing high heat. All right, we're throwing high heat already. Just not in the realm of technology and camera, you know, high def, that shit, you know, haven't thrown a lot of high heat on the high def side of things. But that's life sometimes, all right? You gotta survive in advance. Survive in advance. Let's go. I'm excited about, you know, obviously college hoops. We closed that chapter, but we're still pumping out episodes on the College Basketball Experience. But now we're shifting into college football, college baseball, as obviously the road to Omaha is really the one that's next. I know the Frozen Four podcast. Hope you cashed in on the Denver Pioneers. We were on them plus 130 tonight. Go listen to the Frozen Four podcast if you haven't. And, yeah, now it's time for college baseball. We still have another Frozen Four game to go from St. Paul, Minnesota, but then it shifts into college baseball. But you can balance both. Come on. This is 2024. You got people, every fucking asshole's on their phone, watching a movie. You're at the movie theater, someone's on their fucking phone. It's just, you know, you can balance all that. If you're wondering who the hell you're listening to, well, that's fair. My name is Colby Swig at Database Dan, AKA Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
He was raised in the land down under, where a man thinks on his feet, speaks with his fists, and lives by his wits.
When Dundee happened, he was a superstar.
I'm probably drinking too much and celebrating too much and not sleeping. Would have killed a normal man, but now that's gone. The medical advice I got from that was like being hit by lightning. Pretend it never happened and get on with your life.
Perhaps that's what happened. Beatnik's camera got hit by lightning. Or maybe he's up there on Mars like a Total Recall with that woman with three tits. You know what I mean? Never seen Total Recall. Well, they made a remake. And one of the biggest failures I thought of the remake was, how do you not know your target audience? The original in 1990, everyone talked about the three tits. They made a remake. Left out the three tits. And you wonder why it flopped. I'm just going to say three tits can sell. It can sell. Especially big three tits. But look, I am joined by my co-host. He is the heartbeat of the College Baseball Experience. The man behind the scenes on the College Football Experience, College Basketball Experience. He did a Big 12 experience episode last night. He's hitting on all fucking cylinders. Give it up for Noah Beanick. How you doing, buddy?
What's going on, Colby? You know, I am aware that my Wi-Fi right now, for some reason, is dog shit. It was perfectly fine when I was prepping for the show, doing all my research. And now when I get on this video call with Colby, it's gone to shit. However, on my end, it looks like it's okay. But from everything that I'm hearing from Colby and the chat's telling me that I'm recording on a toaster. However, my picks have been as hot as the toaster because Frozen Four, the sides 2-0, the puck line 2-0, the overs fell flat on their face. However, my bracket, if there was ever such a thing as a Frozen Four pool that you could enter in, I would have won it. And if anybody used my picks in their Frozen Four pool, you would have won it because we had all four Frozen Four teams. We had the two teams in the final, and BC looks like they're an unstoppable train right now. So I'm on the Eagles. Let's go.
You don't bet on Boston College Athletics unless it's hockey. Almost forgot that thing myself. Shout out to Damani. I don't know about you guys, but I'm here to bet on some private school pussies. Well, we'll talk about that. I always am skeptical of throwing money on private school pussies, but Vanderbilt has had success. You know, there's been some other Stanford. Stanford's had some some success, but I get.
Colby, can you do me a favor and just hit an ad? I'm gonna try to reconnect here before.
Do you see my text? I sent you a photo of what you look like. I can hit an ad. I can read ads all fucking night, folks. YouTube.com/thecollegeexperience. Come check me reading fucking ads. I want to tell you that the College Baseball Experience is brought to you by, well, the Golf Gambling Podcast. It's Masters Week, folks. Get on over there, subscribe to the Golf Gambling Podcast. The guys are giving away a TaylorMade Spider X putter. Enter for free, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/masters. You have until the end of the Masters to enter. So get on in, get yourself a brand new putter. Golf's expensive as fuck. That's probably like $500. I have no idea. But I feel like you go to a golf course, I would go to like a shitty golf course. I'm like, yeah, it's $250. You're fine. $250. I don't really golf, but I've had experiences. Beanick is back. Not sure the quality is improved, but hey, you know, sometimes that happens. Sometimes that happens. We gotta go forward, man. Gotta go forward. Jason Cruz says, what can I bet on college baseball if I'm in Florida and it's not on Hard Rock?
I'm not familiar with Florida.
Oh, is that the only one in Florida?
Hard Rock, I think, is the only legal book in Florida, if I'm not mistaken. You can bet on internationals, whether it be Bovada or Bet365 has some college baseball lines. I think Bet Online has some college baseball lines. So yeah, you would have to take your action offshore.
Offshore or to someone in the streets. So Florida stopped doing that shit. I love that. Florida, you can just blast someone and say, oh, self-defense, but you can't fucking place a wager. Huh? What are you gonna do? Beanick left us again. Fantastic, as I'm rocking here solo. And but yeah, I mean, yeah, you got to call up the old bookie. I'm in California. California's not legal. Just got the old play action fake though, if you know what I mean. CD Playa says I can be your out of state parlay dealer. Love that. Love that. So, hit up CD Playa. Let's go. Beanick, I'm excited for, I really am excited for, look, I love college hoops. There's nothing better than college hoops to me, but I love this transition now where you're sitting there and you're just waiting for Omaha and watching these games. You know, a lot of SEC action, a lot of Big 12 action. I feel like I'm watching Pac 2 ACC. Did I say Pac 2? Pac 12. I'm excited, man. As you know, each week gets more intense, more intense. I'm betting the MLB. I'm betting the Frozen Four. I'm betting the UFL. But I love me some college baseball here. How excited are you for the weekend, man?
more excited about the weekend than I am with my Wi-Fi situation. Let's just talk some games. Frustrated. I don't know. I got nothing in my head right now.
It's okay.
I don't know.
Because I got a bunch of bullshit in my head. All right. I'm just going to jump into the games that I, you know, let's talk about Patty C's Virginia Wahoos, wannabe private school pussies for Damani there. They are taking on Louisville with that Papa John blood money there, that Shaq at the Shaq. I like to call it, since Shaq, you know, ended up getting into Papa John's. Shaq's everywhere. Shaq is actually, to me, he's doing the whole celebrity thing amazing. I actually think you might be, I know OJ died today, but I think you could probably say Shaq's probably pushed it the furthest of any athlete. I mean, you had him acting in big time movies. You had Shaq Fu, the video game. You had him, the fucking Can't Stop the Rain hit single. Same with Shoot Past Slam. And then you add in, he's like General Insurance. He's done Reebok. He's done Gatorade. He's hitting up, you know, Papa John's now. I feel like Icy Hot. He's done fucking Icy Hot. He's killing it. He's killing it. Good for Shaq. We went to a Shaq party here in LA. We were guests. Don't think I saw him, but I saw everybody else. Beanick, how are we doing, buddy? You ready for this Virginia Louisville game?
No, this is a fucking shit show over here, but
Thunder
Snow. Louisville's solid at home. They're 18-5. Virginia, they're 6-4 on the road. Let me know if you can't fucking hear me. Borderline want to start this shit over again. Evan Blanco is starting for Virginia. He's the projected starter here. He's a sophomore left-hander. He's 3-1 this season, 386 ERA, 40 strikeouts with 11 walks and 39.2 innings with a 344 Sierra. Starting for Louisville is a guy that I was pretty clear this preseason. I wasn't very high on him, but he's been solid so far. It's Sebastian Gongora. He's a sophomore left-handed pitcher, transfer in from Wright State. He's 4-2. With a 4.27 ERA, 52 strikeouts, 15 walks, and 43.1 innings. He's got a 2.96 Sierra. Virginia, their bullpen, both of these bullpens are pretty poor. 5.59 weekend bullpen ERA for the Hoos. UofL right behind them with a 5.58 weekend bullpen ERA. Both offenses are pretty solid. They kind of carry the water for both teams here. 1,002 team OPS for Virginia. They're averaging just under 10 runs a game with a 135 WRC plus. Louisville, 956 team OPS, averaging 8.5 runs a game, 126 WRC plus. For me, what separates the two teams here is this is a game one home game. Game one Friday, home team here, handicap with Louisville. Virginia has been facing tough foe after tough foe in the ACC weekends. And when they draw Louisville, who's kind of middle of the pack, they haven't been one of the better programs as of the past couple of seasons. I think this is like they're coming in sleepwalking. Louisville wins this game one here at home.
I like it. Anytime I can fade Virginia, I took Virginia. Was it last weekend or the weekend before when they got Wake? They got Wake, right? They played Wake, or was it Duke that I bet on? I got burned on Virginia. I think it was against Duke, actually, now that I think about it. And it was a one-run loss. I bet it. Typical Wahoo bullshit. Light your tiki torch.
Nobody in my house is awake. I'm going to go try and turn off as many devices as I can.
It just got cleared, though, dude. All right. I like this angle where he just goes, turns off all the shit, and I talk about college baseball. I did bet on Virginia, and I ate shit on that bet a week ago, but they're not as good. You know, they lost some key pitchers from a year ago. The bats are still kind of there. Pitching not as elite as it was. And I'm with Beanick here. Give me some of that. Give me some of that action on Louisville. It's only plus 105 though at Jim Patterson Stadium there. But Louisville, U of L, they say, right, is 18-5 at home. That speaks something. And then when you look at the Wahoos, just six and four on the road, they're -135, number 11 team in the country. I think Louisville is live, and I will jump in on that action. I feel like whenever I watch, yeah, I know it looks great now. This is what's great. It looks great, and he's fucking gone. YouTube.com/the college experience. Come see the shit show. Dude, it looks perfect right now. It looks at you. It's, yeah, your camera's better than mine right now. It's looking fucking perfect.
Yeah.
All right. If,
for me, you were not great. So that's why I was still frustrated. So
I got you. We're good. I'm with you. I'm taking the Louisville Cardinals.
Cool.
Let's battle through this shit. Technology could storm on us all they want.
For those that are wondering, I'm fucking wired. Like, I have an Ethernet cord into my computer. I did a whole YouTube video last week that came in as shitty as can be, covering the Mississippi State, Georgia, you know, dust up. Mm-hmm. Tried showing some videos, and you could barely see the fucking videos. And I'm like, I didn't know that this was the fucking product. But yeah,
I mean,
hopefully it's better.
It happens, buddy. Happens to the best of us. Don't let it get to you. And yeah, let's move along, man, because I'm excited to catch the Cards upset the Wahoos there. Next up, we're going Big Ten. Big Ten baseball. Don't look now, but Nebraska is number 23. Is Wonder Boy batting for him? I feel like the Big Ten having a team ranked is always awesome for them. Nebraska is -150 and they're heading to Piscataway to Baton Field to take on the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Rutgers is +120. Nebraska's 10-4 on the road this year. What the hell is happening to this program? They can't win in football. Their basketball program's looking good. Their baseball program's looking good. Their volleyball fucking program. Rutgers is 6-4 at home though. I'm taking Rutgers +120. I think they're live to win this thing.
I am right there with you. This is the first weekend with that ranked number beside Nebraska's name here. We're going into a buzzsaw though. We are aware it's Brett Sears. He's a senior for Nebraska. He's 5-0 this year, 1.14 ERA, 57 strikeouts, only 9 walks in his 55.1 innings with a 2.44 Sierra. However, Rutgers counters with a very solid senior lefty in Justin Sinibaldi. He's 4-0 this season, 2.68 ERA, 47 strikeouts. He's only got 7 walks this year in his 53.2 innings, and he himself has a solid Sierra at 3.12. Nebraska, they've done it kind of opposite of usual. Usually it's their bats that carry the load for them, but this year their starting pitching and their bullpen has their bullpen on the weekends has a 4 ERA. Offensively, they're only averaging about just over 7 runs a game, 832 team OPS with a 104 WRC plus. Rutgers, they have a 558 weekend bullpen ERA, so it's something that I'm probably not willing to take on Saturday and Sunday, the Scarlet Knights. However, on Friday, ace versus ace, I think you can win a low-scoring game as their WRC plus against most other offenses, they're 135, and they're averaging just under 8 runs a game. I like Rutgers here. They're 1-5. Start in conference play is just not typical of this Rutgers baseball program. Usually they're one of the top teams in the Big Ten every single year. I like catching the plus money. This originally opened Nebraska -120. I disagree with the line movement. I'm on the Scarlet Knights here, and I think we're catching a good number.
Smashed! I'm locking this motherfucker. I'm not locking the Louisville. I'm locking this right here. Give me the Scarlet Knights money line. I love this spot. I love this spot. We got a little Sun Belt battle going on at JT Clemens Stadium. This is one of those 11.7 ones. Number 20, Coastal Carolina. It's at -140. The Chanticleers obviously have a great program. What year was it they won it all?
It's like 2016, I believe.
Yeah, that was fantastic. They head to Statesboro, Georgia to take on Georgia Southern. Coastal's 3-6 on the road this year. I mean, if that ain't enough, to potentially sprinkle. Now I remember like preseason, everyone was kind of high on Georgia Southern, and I remember they were kind of a dud early in the year. I feel like rivalry game a little bit. It's only like 2 hours. I've done this drive before. Who am I kidding? I'm taking Coastal. I'm not buying into this Statesboro. I mean, they're what, 12-7 at home, but I'm not on board. Give me the favorite here. Coastal gets it done. I believe in this program down there in Conway with all that Hooters money.
This is a really cool contrast in styles this weekend between Coastal Carolina and Georgia Southern. I think you're on the right side here, back in the Eagles on Friday with their ace Thomas Siggins on the mound. He's a sophomore righty. He's 4-2 on the year, 2.92 ERA, 32 strikeouts, 12 walks, and 40 innings with a 3.82 Sierra. Southern has arms where their offense just kind of really lacks. That I don't know if it's going to play on a typical Sunday game when they have a TBA in game three, and their weekend bullpen ERA is only a 5.50. So I think Coastal is going to have their number in game three for sure. Game two is a toss up. And I think Georgia Southern wins game one, because Coastal is averaging 10 runs a game. Georgia Southern 5.9 runs a game, and Coastal Carolina, their offense broke out early, big time. A lot of people were saying a generational offense. They've kind of cooled off a little bit, only with a 965 team OPS recently and a 130 WRC plus. Riley Eichhoff is a guy that I haven't loved, but he does give you some experience on the mound. He's 3-0 with a 575 ERA, but for me, it's the Eagles here catching another plus price. And Colby, I'm going to lock this one up. So give me Georgia Southern plus 110.
Play that lock music. Phoenix saying nobody goes into Statesboro and gets a dump. Well, besides seven losses they had. But you know,
honestly,
what I mean.
For the 11.7 contest, though, I'm going to go Coastal.
The fuck? I mean,
it's easy to see a tide turn.
What Noah's really trying to say is, oh, sorry, not that one at all. Yeah.
Well, I don't get the brain bank.
That's what he's trying to say. I like that matchup. Next up, we got UCF, the very Golden Knights, number 17 in all the land. Another 11.7 game, 3:30. They're heading to Morgantown to Kendrick Family Ballpark, West Virginia, -150. I know Dub V's 7-5 at home, but UCF's also 7-5 on the road. Something's got to give. Look, West Virginia can drink.
Is this a little culture shock? If Mac was on this podcast, he'd be saying a bunch of guys coming up from Orlando to Morgantown, right?
I'm not buying it. I've been to Florida.
Oh.
Daytona Beach is like if you put Morgantown by the beach.
But these guys are right. Orlando. They're
that's
in Kittyville. They're
but
in Mickey
I feel
Mouseville.
Like, dude, like Florida's got some beautiful places. I'm not going to lie. They do. But they also have some fucking raunchy ass fucking places. I've been there. So, I mean,
Florida man does this. Florida man does that.
Yeah. I mean, Florida is an interesting state because you do have some like fucking awesome places, but you also have some fucking just weird backwoods shit. You know what I mean? Like, you get all shit there in Florida. I'm not buying this West Virginia shit. Now, will it be cold is what I wonder. I saw it was snowing in the Pirates game the other day. That's the only thing that I think could be the culture shock is how fucking cold Morgantown gets. I'll take a shot on UCF though. I'm not buying into this West Virginia baseball shit. Hell out of here. All right. What are you doing? What are you doing here?
Yeah. So this, I believe UCF has the best chance out of any Big 12 team to be a national seed, to be a top 16 seed in the NCAA baseball tournament come last weekend of May and June. However, West Virginia currently sits number one overall in the Big 12. We were just talking about this yesterday on the Big 12 show. They are locked to win on Friday with Aiden Major, junior right-hander, going. He's 3-2 this season, 4.02 ERA, 55 strikeouts, 21 walks this year in 47 innings, 3.26 Sierra. He gives them a chance to win every ball game that he pitches in. Outside of him, I don't know what West Virginia kind of has, because the bullpen has a 7.19
weekend ERA. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, you're good. The bullpen is rough. The offense is average. But on Fridays, this is why they're catching the minus price. Aiden Major on the mound gives them a shot to win. He's opposing UCF's Ben Vespe, another senior right-hander. He's 2-1 with a 5 ERA, 34 strikeouts, 13 walks, and 36 innings with a 3.83 Sierra. Their bullpen behind him is very, very solid. That's this team's calling card. Offensively, they have an 800 team OPS. They average just under 6.5 runs per game. They themselves have a 95 WRC+. I'm going to take the home team in game one with West Virginia and Major on the mound. UCF is live in games 2 and 3 if they're catching a plus price. I'd be interested to see what West Virginia counters with on the mound. So that's my kind of read on this series. I am going to go West Virginia. I think they've got a good vibe going. Last weekend, they returned J.J. Weatherholt, and he is their, heart on the sleeve, the top 5 MLB draft prospect entering this season. Weatherholt, this team has been very, very solid. The 8-4 in conference without him. Now with him, I think they have another gear that they can hit. So if you really like this West Virginia team, buy low. I question the pitching, though. But I think West Virginia wins this series.
Wow. Disagreeing, but Noah Beanick saying
Morgantown, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Morgantown. Morgantown WB.
I am staying on the very golden UCF Knights. Unless it gets below like 55. That'd be the only way. I mean, this is no lock. Yeah. Florida boys, they don't know anything about that. Vanderbilt heads number 6 in the nation. Vanderbilt heads to College Station to take on the number 3 Texas A&M Aggies. Damani was in the chat. He is a Vanderbilt Commodore himself. Shout out to Damani. He said he's going to fade them though. 11.7. Vandy's 2-4 on the road, so I understand the logic of fading them. But really, it's because Texas A&M is 21-1 at home. Bluebell Park gonna be rocking. Don't come knocking. A&M all day here. I mean, I got the terrible tail there in a sec. Like, I mean, this is an easy one, right? I mean, I know Vandy's got some guys, but I mean, 21-1 at home.
Yeah. I like Texas A&M here too. I'm not willing to lay that minus 190. And also I don't really have any interest in putting it in a money line parlay either. But Vanderbilt's Bryce Cunningham has had a very great start to the season. He's going to get the nod here to go on Friday. He's a junior right-hander. He's 4-1 on the year, 3.64 ERA, 63 strikeouts on the year, 17 walks, 42 innings pitched. He's got 204 Sierra, but as good as he's been so far this season, Ryan Prager has been better. Senior left-hander for the Aggies. He's 6-0 with a 2.30 ERA, 63 strikeouts, only 5 walks in 43 innings with a 105 Sierra. Their offense is legit. And with Jace Laviolette and Braden Montgomery, they have the 2 best hitters in this series. I like them in game 1. I like them overall. Vandy with that losing record on the road. Arguably, we don't know how good LSU is this year. They've struggled so far. That was their one road series victory where they got those 2 wins. I'm questioning Vandy's performance on the road. So I'm going with the Aggies in game 1 and for the series.
Yeah, And I don't worry, I got that towel. I didn't join their cult. Texas A&M all day. I have no overalls. So you know I'm good there. Dude, they're 21-1 at home. Unfucking believable this year. We're going to get to the next one, but before I do that, I want to tell you folks out there that the College Baseball Experience is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. It's also the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. You can win 100 times the amount of money you enter in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players to build a pick'em entry. The more players you add, the higher your odds go. Sign up today with the promo code TCESGPN and get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. Don't forget to register with the promo code TCESGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. All right, we are back. And look, Damani's a Vanderbilt commoner, and he's saying, hey, A&M is the play. I almost feel like we should lock that. Should we lock A&M?
No, I'm not really willing to lay it -190. And also, just as a money line parlay, I feel like Vandy's too live to win this game. I feel like Cunningham does have the ability to go out there and shut down a very solid offense. But I wouldn't argue A&M in a money line parlay, but -190 is a little bit too rich for my blood.
Fair. Fair. Okay. I'm backing off. You're the man.
At the end of the show, when we do lock dog and put in a parlay, circle that Texas A&M one, we can come back to it if we want to play it.
Well, let's talk about the LSU Tigers +130 heading in the Knoxville, taking on the number 4 team in the land, Tennessee. I made the mistake of taking Auburn the other day against Tennessee. Tennessee scored like 1,000 runs. Lindsey Nelson Stadium's going to be rocking. Tennessee's -166. LSU's 3-5 on the road this year. Obviously won the national championship a year ago. But the Vols, my preseason favorite to win the SEC, is 22-2 at home because we love that schedule. I am not fading them now. I will lay the -166. Give me the Vols all day here. What are you doing here?
Yeah, they were our favorite. I had them to win the SEC outright. And also we had their over win totals. You know who we picked on the under was LSU. Currently they're sitting at 3-9. And if they were to lose just 2 games this series, they would finish. I mean, it would be weekend number 5 in SEC play, and they've already cashed the under on their 19.5 conference wins. We gave out the under. We didn't bet that. That wasn't one of our 4 bets. I think you had 6. I circled 4 on the sheet that I have on the left of me here. But I forget the word in court where I can stall for time. Tennessee has lost the first game in 2 straight SEC series. Head coach Jay Johnson for LSU kind of big brain this whole series this weekend, as he did with Arkansas. It backfired against the Hogs. However, AJ Causey for Tennessee has had 2 rough outings in a row. And Tennessee, whether it be because AJ Russell's coming back into the fold, whether because they want to jump somebody else into the Friday night starting role, and they haven't announced it yet, but they have slapped the TBA label on the Friday night game. Gage Jump has been super solid for LSU so far. LSU is electing to start Luke Holman, their Friday night starter, on Saturday against Drew Beam, who's been Tennessee's most solid starter this season. So Gage Jump against TBA, usually my rule with TBA is we have no idea what the fuck we're doing. And it's most likely not our best case scenario. I like to fade a TBA. Gage Jumps 2-0 with a 3.98 ERA, 38 strikeouts, 11 walks, and 31.2 innings. A 2.85 Sierra. He's been very solid. The issue with LSU is the bats haven't really been hot in SEC play so far, and the bullpen has been very, very questionable. They're currently owning a 6.73 weekend bullpen ERA, and the offense isn't doing enough to support it. Only 7.3 runs per game. Tennessee has the best offense in the SEC at 11.15 team OPS, 10.7 runs per game, a 154 WRC plus. And even though they can't figure out this Friday starter scenario, their bullpen has been solid. 455 ERA. They're 22-2 at home. For me, this is a stay away. I would love to play LSU, but again, losing record on the road and their bullpen has some question marks. I think once Tennessee is able to crack Gage jump, get him out in the sixth or the seventh inning, this thing's up in the air. This might be a live bet on FanDuel. I know that's one of the books that offers live lines. So I would be looking at Vols late in this game.
All right. I mean, it's always tricky when you go up against, I know LSU's been, you know, not anything like they were a year ago, but still, you know, they do have guys, you know what I mean? Moving along. Oh man, we got the Egg Bowl going on the diamond at Swayze fucking Field. Don't get me started on Swayze. Rest in peace to the great Patrick Swayze. Mississippi State had Ole Miss. But come on, that Saturday Night Live skit with Farley is like, doesn't get much better than that. Now, there was no suspensions or anything, right? Was there?
No serious suspensions. There was only two from Mississippi State, three from Georgia. All of them just got one game. So those are all up. Everybody's back for the Bulldogs here for this big rivalry series. The Governor's Cup in baseball.
Oh, they have this.
Okay. No, it's cool. That's cool. That's Egg Bowl too.
that's what I'm saying. The Governor's Cup. That's also Kentucky and Louisville's football game.
And by the way, I must say I ate shit with this series last year. I was shitting on it because there was the toilet bowl in the SEC. Both of the teams were bottom of the standings, and it was very, very fun baseball to watch. So
they hate each other, dude. Point that out. It doesn't matter the fucking sport. Mississippi State. Well, the world is better when they, you know, that like, they hate each other. So like, I don't care if it's fucking badminton. It's intriguing to me. There has been a couple players recently that transferred to both, and that drives me crazy. But Mississippi State rebounding, number 22 in the nation, plus 110 in Oxford, Mississippi there, take it on Ole Miss. Ole Miss minus 140. Ole Miss is 13-7 at home. Mississippi State 3-4 though on the road. Statement game, statement opportunity here. And I know now the suspensions, I think, you know, are good. Chris Lemonis, you know, he's not going to be sounding like this.
And you know what? I'm jacked about another opportunity. Like, I'm like, let's go. Now, I met with the team. There is no team.
There is no team.
John Calipari at his Arkansas press conference. Met with the team. There is no team.
That was a great, great freaking clip.
So you didn't meet with the team. Met with the team. There is no team. You know, I think I have a solution here, Noah, but I'm going to take a dog here. Am I crazy? What do you think?
No, I don't think you're crazy at all. I thought you were going to be on the home favorite here in the rivalry. I don't think you're crazy at all. I thought you were going to be on the home favorite here in the rivalry. But Mississippi State at plus 110, I think is the play, mainly because a lot of people are going to turn to the home field advantage. Well, Ole Miss hasn't won a Governor's Cup series at home since 2015 against Mississippi State. So Cal Steven on the mound, I think he gives the Bulldogs an advantage on Friday. He's a junior right-hander, 4-2 with a 3.38 ERA, 47 strikeouts, only 12 walks and 42.2 innings. He's got a 2.89 Sierra. So even better than his standard ERA suggests. And then Riley Maddox is going to counter for Ole Miss. He's also a junior right-hander, 2-3 this season with a 4.46 ERA, 27 strikeouts, 12 walks, and 36.1 innings. He's got a 3.67 Sierra. Mississippi State's bullpen is better, 4.10 ERA compared to a 5.80 for Ole Miss. And I think they've got better pieces, and they rallied around each other in game three after all that shit happened last weekend against Georgia. I like Mississippi State here in this weekend against Ole Miss. I think they've got a better mojo going about them right now. So I like the Bulldogs here. Plus 110 is another play that I'm willing to give out and lock it up.
Woo, I'm with you. Hail State. Hail State, you know. I want to jump in on some of that Hail State action. Coach Mike Leach, may he rest in peace. Good friend of mine. And Mike Leach was the first person that said I should marry my wife. I like to think he dialed up his best fucking play. All over Hail State here. May the pirate rest in peace. I can't wait to watch that game. I circled that one 2 months ago. You know, when they go to play, I go, oh, let me tune into that. I mark it on my little spreadsheet that has all my sports on what I should be paying attention to.
There you go.
And yeah, let's go. Folks, before we get to the next game, I want to tell you that the College Baseball Experience is brought to you by AVO. Yes, we are very proud to partner up with AVO, the premier sports betting arbitrage tool. If you're new to arbitrage sports betting, it's very simple. Basically, betting both sides of a bet at two different sports books to lock in a profit. That's what they're doing. The AVO tool scans sports books looking for discrepancies in the odds, and then they'll tell you how much money to you need to place with each sports book to expect profit. And I can tell you the tool is super easy to use. It's lightning fast. Obviously speed is such a key element in arbitrage sports betting. So this thing is as fast as I've seen anything. So the best part is AVO is currently free to use without restrictions. That's right. Completely free. Get started today at arbsversodds.com. And once again, that's arbsversodds.com. All right, we are back on the College Baseball Experience.
Real quick, before we go to the next game, I just want to plug the SGPN store. We're in the College Baseball Experience shirt today. USC colors as we jump into that next matchup here.
Oh, shit. And look, I got the college basketball. Still basketball season to me. Get with the Calipari press conference.
Yeah, with the coaching carousel and the transfer portal mess. That shit don't end until like June.
YouTube.com/the college experience. I see 257 people in there right now. Hit that like, hit that subscribe. UC Irvine, number 12 in the nation, the Anteaters. I think one of the best mascots in all of college sports, to tell you the
truth. You skipped the game, Colby, real quick.
Oh, I'm sorry. you even mentioned USC too. I'm a fucking idiot. USC is plus 154 as they head to Eugene, Oregon. The Ducks are minus 200. PK Park. Remember the Ducks had just that regional last year. Whew.
It was fun, and I might be making up a word, but I'm in the ballpark of the right word. It reinvigorated, right?
I think
reinvigorated. Reinvigorated that offense, or not that offense, goddamn it, that fan base around baseball. It really did, because their athletic department disbanded the team for quite some time, and they brought it back, and that home super regional really rallied the fan base around the baseball team. They brought a lot of the pieces back, so they kind of are bought in once again.
Hey,
this is going to be a very fun atmosphere again this weekend.
Yeah. Hey, Colorado, take notes. All right.
Yeah, there you go.
You got fucking Deion Sanders as your head football coach, played in the MLB. Oh, you also happen to have Robert Redford as alumni. You fucking losers. Call him. he's rich as hell with Park City. All right. He'll give you $10 million. Go swing the bat. All right. I mean, this is an intriguing game, a future Big Ten game. It's disgusting in my opinion in that regard.
I totally forgot about that aspect.
Oregon might
kill the momentum.
Yeah. Fucking boring. Yeah, exactly. Oregon's minus 14 and 6 at home. I'm sorry. What am I talking about? They're 14 and 6 at home. I'm on the Ducks though, dude. I'm not taking USC and Eugene. Quack, quack. Give me the Ducks minus 200.
I like the Ducks too. I'm not really going out on a limb though. USC, they have been playing better as of late, but they really turned me off their scent in the first 2 months of the season, dropping nonsense non-conference games. And they're starting Tyler Stromsburg here. He's 2-5 with a 5.35 ERA. I just don't think that's going to get it done here against the Oregon offense that is very solid at home. They're averaging 7.5 runs per game. They have a 113 WRC plus. It's just a much better unit than the Trojans have to offer offensively. 745 team OPS for USC. Only just under 6 runs per game, 85 WRC plus. Both bullpens are pretty similar to each other. The thing that moves the needle here for the Ducks is RJ Gordon, their starting pitcher. He's a senior right-hander. He's 4-2 on the year, 4.07 ERA, 45 strikeouts, 19 walks, and 42 innings with a 3.82 Sierra. Plus, you mentioned that home record. I'm willing to take the Ducks here at PK Park. And yeah, that's the pick from both of us here.
Yeah. And then the nightcap, I'm sorry, UC Irvine. I always get excited when they're playing ball. Cause the Anteaters,
he likes the Anteaters.
Oh dude. Look, I know Irvine's boring and mundane as shit. Like the actual city of Irvine, but the Anteaters are fun. I've been to some of their basketball games, you know, just a fun athletic department there. They need to start the football program up, but number 12 in the nation are the Anteaters. They're minus 150. They're heading to San Diego, California to take on UC San Diego, the Tritons at Triton Park there. UC San Diego's plus 120. Now, this is a fascinating matchup because Irvine's been so dominant on the road, but UCSD's 18-5 at home. Actually, both these teams need to start their football program. UC San Diego used to have it. But UCSD is 18-5 at home. I think they're alive for a little upset here. Give me UCSD plus 120 there at Triton Park. Beanick, am I a maniac?
No, I don't think you're a maniac at all. I think it's the right read. UC Irvine has gained a ton of momentum and just publicity recently. Currently ranked number 12. You know, they cracked the top 25 last weekend and they beat UCSB and they got launched all the way up to 12 here. Then the first game with that ranking, they go out and they lose to USC, who hasn't been amazing so far this season. So I think there's a little bit of pressure that have been put on Irvine here. UC San Diego won the Big West last year. They're defending their title pretty well so far this season. And there's already been talk. This is what makes me want to hesitate on the Tritons here, but they've already kind of been mumbling about protesting the NCAA and seeing if they can get into the NCAA tournament this year.
Yeah.
There is no Big West conference tournament. So whoever wins the regular season gets the auto bid. Last year, it should have been UC San Diego. So they're pretty pissed off and they will be playing with a good size motivation here against Irvine. Nick Pinto is starting for the Anteaters. He's a senior left-hander. He's 6-1 this season with a 2.01 ERA. 48 strikeouts, only 13 walks in 49.1 innings. He's got a 3.12 Sierra. Starting for UCSD is Anthony Ianson. I hope I pronounced that right, but he's a sophomore right-hander. He's 4-1 with a 2.72 ERA, 52 strikeouts, 12 walks in 39.2 innings, a 2.28 Sierra. Both bullpens are way above average. UCI 3.92 weekend bullpen ERA, UC San Diego 2.95. That's borderline elite. Their offense is a little bit less high powered than UC Irvine's is. However, I think at home with their ace on the mound, they're coming in motivated, wanting to knock off UC Irvine. I think they get the game one victory. And games two and game three are going to be just as interesting. So I love this series. This is a great nightcap for sure. This is what I'll be tuned in all 3 days for sure. So I like UC San Diego as well, Colby.
Let's jump on it. All right. We have a couple bonus series here. 11.7 featuring both these Wright State at Northern Kentucky. A little, you know, this is a horizon fun here. The Norse taking on the Raiders or hosting the Raiders. Bill Acre Baseball Complex. We don't have odds on this, but do you, I mean, I just tend to always take Wright State just because I've watched them throughout the years. Am I a fool to think that, George Clooney's alma mater can swing bats, Beanick?
No, you're not a fool in fading them. I think that was the question, right?
Yeah.
If they could swing bats. So they have, This is the first series that they're playing Wright State in. They're 10-2 in conference. They currently sit atop the Horizon League. However, I'm not going to give them that, acknowledge them as the top dog in the horizon until they knock off the top dog. And that is the Raiders coming into town here. Wright State, they've been without their stud Andrew Patrick, and that's caused a little bit of the mediocreness in conference this year, and in their opinion, I'm sure, only 8-4 to start. And they've, every time they've hit the road, actually scratch that. So they lost 2-3 to Purdue Fort Wayne, and they have a road sweep against Youngstown State. So this road series, I'm looking at Northern Kentucky. with Wright State, they won all their road series, is what I was trying to say. Rightfully deserved there. But what I said earlier still stands. Wright State, top dog in this conference. NKU has had the easier schedule draw so far. I like Northern Kentucky, or I like Wright State to win this series against Northern Kentucky. And that travel really isn't much, going from Dayton to Highland Heights.
Highland Heights. I mean, this is what they're going to be saying.
That's a short jog.
I'm dying in this fucking country ass fucked up town. Shit flying in my mouth. The fuck? I can't see pilot. Let's get the fuck out of this country, motherfucker.
With a dub. Let's get the fuck out of this country, motherfucker. With a dub. I'm with the Raiders all day here. 11.7, 9 o'clock game we have is the Toreros of San Diego. Not UCSD. We have the Toreros, you know, their rivals, heading to Joe Etzel Field to take on the Portland Pilots. I mean, first off, we don't have odds on this, but you know.
I want this pilot. I want, it's a matter of national security.
David Thompson knows Portland to get it done against San Diego. I am on the pilot. No, I'm not. I'm on San Diego. They're going to go up there and fuck them up. I want to take Portland, but I just don't trust. I don't trust Portland. I like San Diego. I feel like historically has had good baseball. I haven't watched the Toreros this season. I don't think at all. Maybe once. Your thoughts on this game, B-Nick?
All right, we're gonna differ here a little bit. Portland, they're undefeated in conference right now. They're the home team in this series. I like them over San Diego here. The Toreros have been impressive in the non-conference. They knocked off DBU in a one-time matchup in the, I think that was in the midweek. Actually, no, they knocked them off once in the weekend series. They've beaten Michigan 3 times. So I've watched my fair share of Toreros baseball. They beat Texas. They've been able to go on the road and knock off some good teams. Portland, I think, is the best team this year in the WCC. They're 8-4 at home. They have wins over USC, San Diego State, Creighton, Maryland as well. I think they get the win on Friday and ultimately win this series. I'm going to go with Portland here.
Let's go. All right. Ryan Hasty, shout out to Ryan. Big thanks to Noah and Dundee. He says, for the Frozen Four picks, played BC -1.5 and Denver Moneyline, parlayed them and hit both. That's what we do. Even when we have shitty reception, we're giving out fucking winners and we're having a good time.
My reception actually has been pretty good. It's since been spot I rampaged
on.
And took,
spot yeah, on.
Since I rampaged and I turned off, all of my family members are asleep right now. They gave up on Michigan being down 4-0 with like 10 minutes to go in the third period. Turned off all the devices for their Wi-Fi, made them go on data. It's been great. I don't know what happened.
Something was on. Lethal Weapon 5 was on or some shit. Look, let's get to a little lock, dog, and parlay. I mean, I know my dog. I actually have two dogs that I'm going to parlay later, but my dog is the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. I think Rutgers is going to beat Nebraska. I locked it up for a reason. I feel very good about this. My lock, unfortunately, I think is Texas A&M. But there's don't actually no. I'm going to give the people something better than that because the odds are shit. My lock is going to be, man, well, Oregon's odds are even worse. let's go with I'm going to take Mississippi State as my lock. My dog is going to be Rutgers. All right. And my parlay, buckle up, folks, because I think we parlay Rutgers with UC San Diego. And I'll see you in victory lane. I thought about adding Mississippi State to that thing, but let's not get too crazy.
So plus 384 Rutgers UCSD.
Let's go. Let's jump in on that. All right. No one's betting those games. So it's going to be like that Alabama coach when he cheated and called that guy in Cincinnati. Right. And the books
only
are going to be
caught. You're not.
Yeah. Well, no, we're not cheating. We don't have it, but we know because we fucking are great handicappers, but we're going to be setting alarms off. They're going to be like, what the fuck's going on here? Who's this Dundee son of a bitch? All right. Hop on in. Let's go. Phoenix. What are you doing here?
All right. So the two bets that I gave out for this show from the biggest games of the week, I am going to lock up Georgia Southern plus 110 against Coastal Carolina. And I'm going to put Mississippi State plus 110 as my dog against Ole Miss there on the road. For the parlay, for the games that we talked about, the two easy ones to go ahead and put together are A&M and Oregon. I still am not totally confident in throwing A&M into a parlay there. So I'm going to do West Virginia and Oregon. Mm. And that is going to come out to West Virginia's minus 150. Oregon is, where'd they go?
Minus 200, right? No.
Yeah, they're minus 200.
200. Okay, yeah.
Oh, DK took that game off. Minus 200 and minus 150 is going to get you... trying to do some math in my head.
I mean, if they took the game off, though, that might be a problem.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than not having games at all, like last Friday.
Hey, what the hell they're doing, those sons of bitches? They better realize we like to bet on everything.
They couldn't give us any content last week. So that should get you plus 150 on that one. Minus 150 with West Virginia, minus 200 on Oregon. That should be around plus 150.
Folks, that's our show. Sorry for the technical difficulties at the beginning, but play both those.
My parlays. Mood's better now. See what happens?
Yeah.
Don't piss me off.
Exactly. Shit happens. Beanick battled through it, took a blowtorch to the fucking internet company there, Thundersnow Incorporated.
We are doing that soon. We are just blowtorching this entire setup and we're getting a new one. The family is.
Okay. There you go.
Talked about. Just waiting on the parents to pull the trigger.
KG Visual says the games are there. So maybe just refresh. Maybe it went away for a second. But plus 150 feels right. I like my plus 384. Look, let's go deep sea diving, folks. Give the College Baseball Experience a follow. On Twitter at TCE on SGPN.
I do have one other thing to plug here. So our college baseball picks page is up and running. I've been a little bit lax a days ago with it because not all the books had been available, specifically DraftKings. They're the ones that kind of open and kind of originate the lines. And I'm never able to get in early and put those picks up on the page. And I'm not an early riser, as most people know. So it takes a while for the picks page to be updated with all my picks. But now since we have DraftKings available for the picks page will have money lines, run lines, and totals all viewable for free over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. It's under the MLB tab, and you'll find college baseball picks there. Or if you want to go to Google, type in college baseball picks. Last year, we had the number one link when you type that up. This year, I think it's third, only because the page hasn't been as active to start the season. The other thing is I'll have a Friday college baseball picks article out. So make sure to check that one up. I'll make sure to include any other pick that I like a little bit better than some of the top games and series that we had this weekend to offer. So check that out if you're looking for more college baseball.
They were like
picks.
A hobo on a ham sandwich. They were going hard.
Beanick was going hard. Shout out to Ryan Hastie, who says ECU is going to fuck up Charlotte.
I mean, they are.
Get on over there. Bet that thing out as free cash. Put everything, put your whole mortgage on that because. YouTube.com/thecollegeexperience. Hit that like, hit that subscribe. Hop on over to iTunes. Give us a 5-star review. Remember, the College Baseball Experience is available wherever podcasts can be heard. So go check it out.
I like to serve the people and Colby whenever he comes on the show, but a -425 favorite. It's just no fun. East Carolina's going to win that game, right?
Yeah. I mean, but I just, you can never go wrong betting ECU. You know what I mean? Just never. So jump in. All right. Jump in on those Pirates. And folks, also, yeah, make sure you check out the College Football Experience. We dropped, 3 episodes the past 2 days. Check those out regarding the 2024 season. Did a futures episode, a conference futures, national championship futures, 12-team invitational playoff futures. We even did week one, week zero preview. We're going deep.
On the college basketball side, Mac gave out a way too early top 25 and even gave out some national championship way too early futures as well.
So. Exactly. And Beanick was a guest appearance on the Big 12 Experience talking Big 12 baseball. Check that out. The FCS College Football Experience is rolling along. I also host the UFL Gambling Podcast, football year round. Let's go. Check out the UFL Gambling Podcast. And we got the CFL Gambling Podcast going on. End of the month, we're going to plan to drop an episode and another surprise podcast that'll be coming out soon. Ooh. So, check that out, check out all that shit. Check out the Sports Gambling Podcast. Appreciate everyone's patience because of the technical difficulties, but don't worry. We battled through it. And, yeah, until next time, folks, this is the College Baseball Experience. You better start thinking about yours, and we out of here. Run, shoot. We can really ride and shoot.